And welcome back. Thank you for joining me again. In this video, I'm going to share with you four very simple exercises that you can do. Every one of the exercises that I'm sharing with you is showcased in my book. So please feel free after this video to go and read up on the exercises. Now, I'm only sharing with you four of at least 16 exercises that I give in my book. These are my personal favorite exercises that I'm working with and sharing with you on video. But you have a choice, as I say, of 16 exercises. My recommendation is to you, please try all 16 of the exercises and find which exercise resonates with you. So why did I write 16 different exercises? Well, I wanted to make sure that I could achieve and give out as many exercises as I could possibly find in my research, but also because we're different personalities. I'm sure you are aware that what works for you doesn't necessarily work for somebody else. And as much as they can be enthusiastic and passionate about what works for them, it just somehow doesn't work for you. So at least one or two, maybe more, of those 16 exercises will work for you. Now, the four that I'm going to share with you now in this video, as I say, are my personal favorites, but I also know that they work exceptionally well for the vast majority of people. So they are very simple exercises. They're not going to cost you any money. You don't have to get in your car and go to an appointment to use these exercises. In fact, these exercises can be used anywhere and everywhere. So whether you're dealing with your children, stuck in traffic, in a boardroom meeting, or even giving a presentation, something similar to what I'm doing now, you can utilize these exercises. And I'm going to ask you to please use them everywhere and anywhere you possibly can, and multiple times throughout the day. Because the more you use these exercises, the more you are going to remove the foundation of stress that has built up over a period of time. Remember, in previous videos, I talked about my childhood stress. It took me a long time to overcome that solid foundation of stress because of the habitual behavioral stress patterns that I had created, which over time, using the techniques that I've showcased in my book and shared with you, you have access to everything that I know to this point. I have used all of these exercises with great satisfaction, and the profound impact has been phenomenal. This is why I have such conviction and passion with what I share to you today. So let's get on with the four exercises. The first one is a very, very simple exercise. If you were a woman, you might have noticed that you already use this exercise. If you're a man, you might also use this exercise and certainly have noticed that women use this exercise. The exercise is simply this. When we get stressed or shocked or in trauma, we actually tap on our chest. Now, the reason we do this, this is our body's wisdom that we're dealing with, okay? This is something we do innately. In other words, without even thinking about, we do it automatically. Whenever we get a shock or a fright, we tend to tap on our chest. Why do we do this? The reason being, the thymus gland sits high up in the chest. And when we are tapping our chest like this, that tapping vibration actually stimulates the thymus gland to release and secrete a calming hormone into the body. In fact, into the blood of the body, which then courses through the veins, much like stress response does. Remember, I talked about the adrenaline, noradrenaline, and cortisol. That is the stress hormone that's released into the body. So this thymus gland is actually canceling out the stress. Because if you can become stressed like that in a moment, your body's wisdom is designed to release the stress like that. Now, whenever you get into a stressful situation, if you just tap like this, now if you don't want to physically tap like this, you can just gently use the flat of your hand. And this simple tapping, calming motion is going to bring your stress threshold down. The second exercise I want to share with you is also something we do naturally. Have you noticed that whenever you become stressed, you fidget with your hands? Maybe not you personally, or you notice other people sitting around a boardroom table, how they fidget with their hands, wring their fingers, even tap with their fingers like this. Again, this is our body's innate wisdom kicking into play. The reason we do funny things like this with our fingers is because we are trying to release that stress. I don't know of anybody who just wrings their fingers and does strange things with their hands without them being somewhat stressed. In fact, you can often notice that people who do that are anxious or panicked. Now, this exercise is working with that wisdom and understanding to help you to reduce your stress. It's also going to do something else which is quite interesting. This exercise is known as the pericardium 8 exercise, which has something to do with acupressure and acupuncture points. If you have any understanding in that wisdom, which is ancient Chinese wisdom and knowledge, it also helps to calm the tummy area down. Remember in previous videos, I talked about stress showing up in the tummy? Well, this is going to relate to that. So very simply, all you want to do is take one hand, either hand, doesn't matter, there's no wrong or right with this. You take one hand and you take the thumb of the hand and you put the thumb into the middle of the palm with your other fingers gently holding your hand comfortably, easily, and just make a circle with your thumb. Now this is going to have a calming effect on the physical body as well, and you're going to also be releasing calming hormones into the bloodstream, calming you down. Doesn't matter, I just prefer to use my left hand, personal preference, but you can very easily use your right hand to do the same thing. And now you're using your hands consciously to actually calm your body down. But if you set your intention when you're doing these exercises to calm your body, the intention will also help to calm the body. Because remember, intention has a lot of power. So the next exercise I'm going to take you through is also something that, again, is utilizing our body's natural wisdom, the innate understanding of our body's wisdom. Have you ever noticed that when you get stressed, you don't tend to breathe as much? In fact, it's a common thing I've caught myself saying to people who are stressed, and I can see they're stressed or agitated, just breathe. I don't know about you, but that actually irritates me when someone tells me to breathe and I'm stressed. But in this particular exercise, I'm going to share with you a breathing technique that is very, very specific to calming the body. Remember in the previous videos, we talked about how stress habitually will show up for some people in the neck and shoulders. Well, this exercise is going to help you to release that stress as well. So whatever it is that's stressing you in the moment, you're going to breathe, but breathe in a very conscious and specific way. Very, very simply, all you're going to do is to breathe in through your nose, hold your breath for a moment, and then either breathe out through the mouth or out through the nose. If you can, rather breathe in and out through the nose. Because when we mouth breathe, we tend to be panting. And this kind of panting and mouth breathing is actually telling the brain that you are stressed. So breathing in through the nose has the opposite effect. When we breathe in through the nose, the little hair follicles are connected to nerve endings, which then translate a message to the brain to say, I am calm and relaxed. Now, by breathing in through the nose, holding it for a moment, and then breathing out calmly, just doing this 6 or 7 times will make a significant difference in your stress levels. When you do this exercise, just become aware of how your stress in your neck and shoulders tends to melt away. And those of you who carry a lot of stress in your jaw, you might also notice that stress actually starts to relax. In fact, even the muscles and the sinews and the fibers in that area of the body starts to relax. So it's a very simple exercise. I'll take you through it with you in a moment. All you're going to do is just breathe in through your nose, hold it for a moment, and then let go. Breathing through the mouth or the nose. And again, in through the nose. Hold it for a moment and then just release. In fact, if you can get that nice rhythm going, you will notice that that rhythm is also very calming and relaxing as well. So that's three exercises we've covered so far. You can use all of these exercises simultaneously if you want to. In other words, you can be tapping and breathing at the same time, or breathing and rubbing the pericardium point if you would prefer. Whatever works for you, use it the way you prefer. The last exercise I'm going to share with you has a significant impact on the body. Don't you find it interesting how our body has an incredible wisdom on its own? Because this is something else that we can do and most of us don't realize. This is like my little secret weapon that I like to bring out whenever I'm working with somebody who's really stressed. Are you aware that when you get stressed, your mouth tends to go dry and it feels difficult to swallow? It's like there's something stuck in your mouth, gagging. Are you somebody who does a lot of public speaking or are forced to speak and convey a message to groups? Maybe you're a teacher or in an office environment and you need to do some public speaking. This particular exercise is going to help you in that space, because there are not a lot of people who actually like to do public speaking. In fact, public speaking is the number one fear on the planet. Believe it or not, the fear of public speaking is even greater than the fear of death and dying. Isn't that interesting? So this simple exercise works like this. And I'm going to have to demonstrate. I can't demonstrate it to you because I need to explain this to you. It has to do with your tongue. Yes, your tongue. What you're going to do is you are going to allow your tongue just to gently relax into the base of your mouth. Please don't force your tongue to do this, because if you do, you are exerting pressure on the muscles and the exercise won't work as effectively. So very simply, you need to close your mouth to do this. Just allow your tongue to relax nice and gently on the base of your mouth. If you are doing this exercise correctly, and please do it with me now in this video, you will notice that immediately what happens is the salivary glands produce a lot of saliva and you need to swallow. Yeah, so go ahead and swallow. Great, well done. So let's do the exercise again. Again, just gently allow your tongue to scoot down into the base of your mouth. And as the tongue is relaxing, you will notice that the tongue starts to naturally widen in the base of your mouth. Then you really are doing this exercise well. As that happens, the salivary glands will produce a lot of saliva and you will need to swallow again. So just gently swallow again. Now, by doing this simple exercise 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, you will notice that your body starts to calm immediately. Again, like the nasal breathing, the first place that this relaxation will start to show up will be here in the neck and shoulders area. You might even find that if your heart rate was beating faster, that your breathing and your heart rate starts to calm. You might even notice those of you who have a lot of stress in your jaw, that starts to calm. In fact, I've helped people overcome TMJ, which is the stress in the jaw, because a lot of people carry a lot of stress in their jaw. In fact, many people grind their teeth at night because of the amount of stress that they're under. Maybe you might be one of those people. I sincerely hope that these four simple, easy exercises are something that you will apply every single day of your life. Now, where and how can you apply these exercises? I'm sorry, but there's no excuse. You can apply these exercises anywhere and everywhere. You could be in the shower, on the toilet. You could be cooking. You could be in your car, in traffic. You could be walking somewhere. You could be delivering a public talk. You could be in the boardroom. You could be sitting at your office desk. Anywhere and everywhere you are, you can apply at least one of these four exercises to reduce your stress. Now, remember in the beginning, right in my first video, I shared with you how stress shows up in the body. If you are developing an awareness whilst I'm working through these videos with you, you will have already noticed and become aware of how stress shows up in your body and where it shows up. So whenever you get a kind of stress response showing up in your body, I'm going to encourage you to use this exercise, one of these exercises, immediately. The more often you use these exercises throughout the day, in the coming days, weeks, and months, the more relaxed your body will become, the more calm you will become. As a result, you will be able to engage with other people in the world with a lot more ease, a lot more comfort. And as a result of that, your confidence level is going to go up. You will feel more relaxed with people around you. You will feel more relaxed within your own environment. The last thing I want to share with you is something that I started doing because I kept forgetting to do these exercises. Do you find that when you're so busy during the day, you tend to forget things too? I'm sure that happens to you. So what you can do is just set an alarm on your cell phone for every hour. And every hour on the hour, have your alarm clock just give you a little beep. And that is to remind you to do one of these exercises. Remember I said there are 16 exercises in my book. Choose whichever one works for you. But if you can, focus on one of these four exercises that I've shared with you in the video. And do this every hour on the hour. If you're diligent enough and you have enough time, you can do it every hour on the hour and every half hour as well. Just do one of these simple exercises. You will then notice that your threshold of stress starts to come down significantly. I can assure you, by doing these stress release exercises on a frequent basis, you will have such a change in your life that you will hardly even notice yourself and recognize who you are as a result of doing these exercises. Remember, I said to you in the beginning, these exercises don't cost you any money. You don't have to go anywhere. In other words, you don't need them. Make an appointment to see anybody. And there's no excuse as to why you can't use these exercises because you're working with your body. Your hands are with you everywhere you go. So is your nose and your chest and your tongue. There's no excuse not to use these exercises. Please use them, apply them, enjoy them, and you will enjoy the fruits of having a far more calm, relaxed, day-to-day experience. Anyone who triggers you, immediately use these exercises. You will find that you're not going to be as triggered as much. Maybe you have that amygdala hijack that we talked about, but the moment you recognize that, do the exercise. You want to take your body from a stress state to a calm state as quickly as possible. And it can happen just like I am tapping my fingers, clicking my fingers. That is how quickly we can reverse the body from being stressed to being relaxed. In fact, it is known as the sympathetic nervous system, which is the stress nervous system, and the parasympathetic nervous system, which is known as the rest and digest. The last little thing I want to share with you is, did you hear that I said rest and digest? Remember in a previous video how I talked about how the body is wired to shut down the digestive system? What actually triggers that digestive system to actually operate again? Only when the body calms down can we get back into the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest. So by doing these simple exercises, you are actually fast tracking your body to get it back to a rest and digest. As a result, you are also going to enjoy a lot more successful health and well-being. I sincerely hope that what I've shared with you in these four simple exercises, that A, you will apply them, but that B, your life will change significantly and you will become the person that you were meant to be, that vibrant, happy, healthy, relaxed, calm person. Enjoy these exercises, have fun with them, and please teach them to your children, to your family, even to your colleagues, because your environment will be far better as a result. Remember I said to you, stress is contagious? We pick it up. Imagine if you can be in an environment that is calm and relaxed, having a family that's calm and relaxed, or a working environment that's calm and relaxed. Do you think that that will make a significant difference in your life and who you are? I sincerely hope so. And I look forward to catching up with you again soon. Thank you for being on this journey through these videos with me. I've really enjoyed having you as company, and I've enjoyed sharing this wisdom and knowledge with you. Please go back to my book now and have a look through the chapters of the book. I cover things like, is all stress negative? Remember, I talked about that in a previous video. I've also covered the exercises, the techniques, the lifestyle techniques, and of course, that very important audio process that you can use. I sincerely hope that this has made a phenomenal impact on your life and that you can only become the most beautiful, wonderful person that you were meant to be and enjoy a successful, relaxing lifestyle. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. It's been great. I've loved it, and I hope you have too. Bye-bye.